If you're ever wondering if I'm wondering how you are, I'm not. If you're wondering why you never got a Christmas card from me, I forgot. If you're wondering how much I hate your year-end letter, a lot. I read the monotonous rambling piece of drivel you sent this year, and the reason we haven't talked in the last 12 months is clear. But how wonderful to know your cat is finally eating solid food again. Fancy feast indeed. How adorable he wandered down the block and found a little kitty friend.
Her name is Patches.
Thank God Jody finally got her braces off. Wow, what a pain.
You know how teenagers are.
And to know that Doug likes math brings an excitement I can't contain.
I could go off on a tangent.
Get it? You're right, your family's better than mine. And you seem to make a lot more money. You put your long-winded bragging in a Christmas design, and the puns you use are so, so funny. You tell me everything in your year-end letter. Pour your heart out in your year-end letter. But you're boring in your year-end letter this year. You're just as boring as last year. I'm relieved to know your timeshare condo in Hawaii is free of mold.
Aloha, fungi.
And I'm filled with awe to learn your azaleas grew even in the cold.
Mother Nature, you're so crazy.
A form letter is the perfect place to announce your divorce.
Sorry, Charlie left you.
Do I want a clear description of your passing kidney stones? Well, of course.
I'm gonna go throw up now.
You're right, your family's better than mine. You could never emphasize that too much. You wrap up so much wisdom in a Christmas design, and that quote from Gandhi was a nice touch. You tell me everything in your year-end letter. Spill your guts out in your year-end letter. But you're boring in your year-end letter this year. You're just as boring as last year. So if you're ever wondering why our friendship isn't better, just reread your letter.